Baltimore River and the Satilla River and all of these rivers on the coastline were navigable.
Mm-hmm.
And they would haul the lumber in the oxen, sticking long out from the ox, from the wagons, and when they got them to the water, they were floated down the rivers on what they call barges, they call them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were made of the logs, and the logs were chained together so that they formed like a platform.
Mm-hmm.
And then these men were called the stevedores, and they and you could hear them in the night. We'd hear the stevedores singing, and they'd pass right by our place, we were on the edge of the water, and they would come, and then they would be in the river for maybe a quarter of a mile.
Mm-hmm.
All these lighters would be there, and they would be taken off of the off and put in the sawmills, and then from the sawmills they'd be loaded. They would be sawed up, you know, into the right dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be loaded onto the ships as they had been ordered, and they would be shipped to Holland and England and all around.
Mm-hmm.
And very often, if there was a captain that father was pleased with or who was cordial, or he would, you know, a person of refinement, culture, father would invite him up for dinner. And we were constantly meeting these men from the docks. They call it, there were these long docks that were loaded down with the lumber that was being loaded, you know. I wish I could give you a picture of it. It's something I look back on now, and I think it was the beginning of the lumber company.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about that?
Mm-hmm.
In Darien?
Right.
Well, my father's people owned, with Mr. After the war, the Civil War, there was nothing, the people were almost starving. And father and Mr. my grandmother was knew a lot of people in Boston. And anyway, Mr. was one of the millionaires of the North. And they were great people.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. came down and went into business. And my father's people cut the lumber, got the lumber. It was lumber, so much of it was off of their property.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I told you this or not, but my father told me that if the property that Hilton and Dodge Lumber Company owned had been put in a string instead of land, that it would have gone all the way to New York, the length of the...
Mm-hmm.
Of
that's a lot of land.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was one of the biggest companies in the world.
And you were telling me about the wagons. Do you remember how the mules or horses would be hooked up to the wagons?
They were oxen.
Mm-hmm.
Oxen. Yeah, they'd be hitched up to the wagon with homemade harness. And the harness was made out of leather. And it was made out of cowhide. And yeah, I can see it, but I'm not very much of a describer.
Was there a piece on the wagon that came out?
Yeah, and they call it what?